Good morning and welcome to Seize the Day. I'm Gus Lloyd and you're on the Catholic Channel, Sirius 159 and XM 117. Hey, I got a very nice email from a listener, Tom Lang, in Pennsylvania. He's the program director for an organization called Real Alternatives. And Tom wrote to me and said, "Dear Gus, listen to the Catholic Channel. Love your show. I'm a diaconal candidate right now. And was just wondering if you would like to speak with my boss, Kevin Bagata. He's the president of our nonprofit company, Real Alternatives." He goes on to say, "We operate a government-funded program that provides pregnancy and parenting assistance to women who are experiencing unplanned crisis pregnancies to enable them to avoid the abortion they don't really want to have but are being pressured to have. With the March for Life in Washington, this is a very timely topic." Well, Tom, it is a very timely topic. I thank you very, very much and would like to introduce Tom's boss this morning, Kevin Bagata, who joins us now from Pennsylvania. Kevin, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Gus. Thank you for having me.
Well, you're very, very welcome. You know, finding out more about your organization, going to your website, realalternatives.org, I'm very, very impressed. What a wonderful organization it is that you have. So tell us a little bit, if you don't mind, Kevin, about the genesis of Real Alternatives. How did this all get started?
Well, you know, it started like normally, the way good things start is people got activated, and the pro-life movement in Pennsylvania decided in 1994, 1995 that, hey, you know, we have pregnancy centers, we have these Catholic charities, we have maternity homes helping women in crisis pregnancies. How come they're not being funded just like Planned Parenthood? And at the time, Governor Casey, Robert Casey, God rest his soul, was obviously a pro-life governor and worked with the Pennsylvania Catholic Conference and the Pennsylvania Pro-Life Federation, which is the Right to Life affiliate in Pennsylvania, and he put about $2 million into the Commonwealth's appropriation budget to provide alternative to abortion services. So that's how it actually got started.
Sure. Now, when that happened, interestingly enough, Kevin, I was just reading an article this morning about the best and worst pro-life states, and I don't know if you saw this yet
yes,
or not.
Yes, I did.
Pennsylvania is the most pro-life state.
Yes, I've got to tell your listeners, I've been privileged to speak throughout the country to many governors and other legislators. In Pennsylvania, both Republicans and Democrats caucus in what is known as the pro-life caucus, meaning we have pro-life Democrats and pro-life Republicans at the state level that actually work together and caucus each legislative session to try and advance pro-life work.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah, so Pennsylvania, according to this survey, has been ranked as the most pro-life state. Now, I'm imagining that this, what we're talking about, Real Alternatives today, being a publicly funded pro-life organization is one of the reasons why. Was there any surprise when this $2 million initially had been budgeted for this purpose, Kevin?
There certainly was some pushback from, dare I say, our competitors.
Sure.
They, you know, and even to this day, some of them don't understand what an alternative to abortion is. You know, and I simply tell them, well, you know, after the pregnancy has occurred, if you want to lower abortions and help women, we're the program that does that. There is no other state-funded program in Pennsylvania other than the Real Alternatives program that's actually built to help women after the crisis pregnancy has occurred. You know, you hear so many folks saying, oh, we want to reduce abortion before it happens and before the pregnancy. Well, what's happening after the pregnancy? Are we reaching out as a society to help these women? And in Pennsylvania, our citizens are putting their money where their mouth is, and they fund us at $6.5 million a year to promote childbirth rather than abortion to about 20,000 women a year. That's how many women we serve a year.
Wow, that is just amazing, amazing numbers and an amazing organization. Kevin Bagata is with us this morning, the president and CEO of Real Alternatives, a Pennsylvania nonprofit that is funded by the state that provides life-affirming alternatives to abortion. Give me a rough number of how many women you get to serve on a monthly, yearly basis.
Well, we just our fiscal year ends in June, and our last fiscal year we hit a record of 19,750 women served. But to date, Gus, We have served over 150,000 women.
Phenomenal.
Since 1995, and I have to remind your listeners, that does not include the babies. So when you think, and our staff, we're very blessed. Remember, we're professional pro-life supporters here. We wake up every morning thinking of ways we can further lower abortion in Pennsylvania by reaching out and serving the women who are in a crisis pregnancy, who are alone. You know, in the late 80s, the Elliott Institute, Dr. Reardon, did a survey of women who had had an abortion, and he found that 83% of them said if one person would have helped them through the crisis pregnancy, they wouldn't have had the abortion.
Mm.
Now, guys, think about that. Couldn't find a mom, couldn't find a dad, forget the boyfriend, couldn't find an aunt, a roommate. They were saying, look, I can do this with help.
Yeah.
And I challenge your listeners to think of a crisis in their life. And when they think back on how they got through it, you know, they'll remember it was with another person. And
right.
I could simply say that's what this program does. We have over 500 counselors at our Catholic charities, pregnancy centers, and maternity homes who we make sure are there from the moment of conception through the 12 months after the birth of the baby. Very comprehensive.
Wow, this is great stuff. Kevin Bagata is with us this morning, the president and CEO of Real Alternatives in Pennsylvania. You can find out more, by the way, and, you know, I meant to play a clip from your movie on your website. They did a short movie about their services with some of their clients, and it's just beautiful. You can find it at realalternatives.org, and later this morning, I'll make sure and we get a link to that on my website at guslloyd.com. I want you to make sure and go there and get a look at this little short movie. It's only about 3 minutes long, and I think you'll find it to be a real blessing. You know, one of the things that I really wanted you to address this morning, Kevin, and you alluded to it just a moment ago, is the pressures that these women face when they find out that they're pregnant. Are most abortions you find being pressured by outside forces?
We actually track and ask our clients when they come in if they're being pressured to have an abortion. And I can just tell you that it had gotten so bad that we finally had to come up with a pamphlet and publish a pamphlet on the law for our counselors to give to our clients, because we were getting calls on our hotline. You know, my boyfriend says, he's bringing me to the abortion clinic and I have to have an abortion. Or worse, unfortunately, my parents said, we're having one and that's it. It's very frightening to me how this supposed choice has now become a mandate that people are imposing on women. It's very scary, and we have 20% of the women coming in saying that somebody is pressuring them to have an abortion.
Yeah.
And that's what our counselors can blunt. We can blunt that pressure. You know, they say that the definition of hope, okay, everybody's talking about hope.
Sure.
The definition of hope is that thought that some outside force or person is going to change the circumstances that you are not able to change. And that's really what this program does. It provides a counselor. And we hear stories where our clients saying, you know, nobody ever loved me like you love me. And that's what they're saying to our counselors. And think about that. What if you're alone in a crisis? I ask your listeners to think about that again.
Right.
You need people. We are a community. And keep paying your taxes, because we're providing counselors
well, there's
to help these women.
Yeah, there's a couple of other things that I want you to address this morning. One, if you don't mind, just very quickly, I know that you are funded by the state, but as a nonprofit, are you also funded? Do you get donations from individuals and corporations?
We certainly do. We are funded by the state to provide alternative to abortion services in Pennsylvania, but our board of directors in around the year 2000, we realized that we were very privileged to have started this and been funded, and so we asked for donors to help us go to other states to help them start an alternative to abortion program. And I have to tell you that we've had great success so far. We've helped Florida. $2 million a year program, Louisiana $1 million a year program, Missouri $1 million a year program, and our greatest success, of course, has been the state of Texas. The state of Texas actually sought to replicate the Pennsylvania program, and we work with our partners, Texas Pregnancy Care Network, and they are doing the Pennsylvania program for the last 3 years. Last 2.5 years, they've just served over 12,000 women, and they're funded at $2.5 million a year.
Wow.
Same model. You've got Texas Right to Life and Texas Catholic Conference working with a pro-life governor to try and get money from the budget. And the beautiful thing about this program is we are funded with federal dollars. Any state, and I got to tell you, every state gets what's called TANF money, which is the Welfare Reform Act money. So every state has the ability right now to use their federal TANF money that they get allotted to fund an alternative to abortion program.
Yeah. Well, you know, it will be very, very interesting, too, to see if this new administration indeed increases funding to that, as President Barack Obama has stated his intention to keep abortion legal and safe. But he has also stated an intention to reduce the need for abortions. And I think this is a wonderful, wonderful way to go about it. Last thing that I'm really curious about, Kevin, and we've only got about a minute and a half together here. But, you know, you're a man in what has been perceived mostly to be kind of a woman's world, if you will, the world of crisis pregnancy centers and abortion services. How does that work for you? How does that play for you?
Yeah, people have been surprised many times. I'm a former Air Force officer. I'm a lawyer. You know, I've got a master's in business. You know, I have to harken back. I was raised pro-life. My three brothers and I were raised in the Stony Brook, Long Island, and went to Catholic school. I went to St. Anthony's High School in Smithtown at the time. And, you know, when Roe v. Wade came around, it was pretty clear in our family, you know, where we stood on the abortion issue.
Right, sure.
And my mom and dad are both handicapped individuals. My dad's a handicapped World War II veteran, and my mom had polio during the polio epidemic. And they taught us very early on about the value of life. And I'll never forget. I mean, I remember them saying what Hitler had done. They, you know, here's the generation that just had defeated Hitler. They were flabbergasted by the abortion decision. And this idea that every life is worth something, every single life. And, you know, thank God Barack Obama's mother didn't have an abortion.
Right.
I mean, there's a woman in a crisis pregnancy.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, and that television commercial at CatholicVote.org really speaks volumes there. Kevin, I can't tell you what a privilege it's been to talk with you today, and I pray for God's grace and blessings upon you, upon all the folks at Real Alternatives. And I just want to give you big kudos and thank you for being a part of the program today. And thank you for what you do on a day-by-day basis, my friend.
Hey, thank you very much, Gus. God bless.
It's been a pleasure. Kevin Bagata with us this morning. And again, the website is realalternatives.org. Now, later on this morning on my website at GusLloyd.com, I'll put a link up there to realalternatives.org. I really want you to go there and watch this short 3-minute movie that they have made. In it, they have a number of their clients that talk about, you know, the blessing of being able to have their children. This is an unbelievably great organization, something that you might want to get behind. So check out my website later on this morning for a link there to realalternatives.org.